This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A story you may have missed in your late summer meanderings. The other day, the Topps Trading Card Company lost its deal with Major League Baseball after 70 years. ESPN reported that a sports merchandising company called Fanatics is setting up an outfit to get the exclusive license for baseball cards. A firm that had planned to merge with Topps has now backed out, which brings us to vanishing American landscapes. Sometimes retail spaces are important to us, and we miss them when they're gone. We've been getting great stories from you. Today, what was once a sports card shop in Lincoln Park, Michigan.
My name is Ken Cameron, and I'm a high school history teacher. I wrote in about Downriver Rookie. It was a sports card shop, and it's called Downriver because it was located literally down the Detroit River from Detroit. It was just the greatest little shop. It was on a little corner. They had any kind of sports card you can imagine. Coins, stickers, packs of cards. And they had the magazines available, too, to check the value, which is something we love to do. We never sold the cards, but it was just fun to know. You can almost smell the cards when you think about it hard enough. And, of course, the stale gum that came in every pack as well. Let's not forget that. I can still taste it. We started going there, I would say around 10, and my friend's father actually took us and a few of the neighborhood kids up to the shop, and I can still remember to this day, he bought us all a pack of cards. So I think that first trip really kind of started us out on card collecting, and I never went anywhere else besides Downriver Rookie. That was the only shop I ever knew. I have a vivid memory of the first time I held a $20 bill. I had earned it through chores and jobs around the house, and I had a crisp 20, and I knew what I wanted to do with it, and I took it right to Downriver Rookie. I would guess it might have lasted another 10 to 12 years, you know, after we started going there. I actually drove by it the other day just to see, and it's, you know, it's just an empty storefront now. You know, I suppose there's all sorts of cards nowadays. I think kids like Pokemon cards. I have seen collectible shops, but that small, tiny storefront that all they did was cards, I don't know if that could happen today. I just haven't seen it. You know, our kids buy their cards at Target or on Amazon, and I'll sit and look with them, and I'll remember the players, and I'll tell them about, you know, when I got my Kirby Puckett rookie card, which... it's maybe my greatest memory because my grandfather bought it for me. He knew I liked cards, and Kirby Puckett was a big player then, one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. You know, I think baseball is such a part of my grandfather's life, my father's life, my kids. I have four, and they all play ball. And thinking about that shop and those cards, it just strings it all together.